You'll find other people who you may not have known are navigating pregnancy or child loss, and you might just, you know, start up a conversation. You might become a friend out of it. And that's what it's all about, is connecting with others, being together, not feeling so alone. And that's why these days are really, really important.
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Welcome along to the Still Parents podcast. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. I am Dan. I am here, as always, with Ryan and Matt. You all right there, gents?
Buongiorno.
Hello, mate.
We're doing this every single day, as we have done during Baby Loss Awareness Week for the last 2 years, with mini daily episodes, and we will be having guests on most of them, including our ambassadors for the podcast. And today we are going to Australia, where we are joined. We can see him right now. He's on our Zoom, and he's rocking the Still Parents podcast hoodie. It is Matt McConnell. Good day, Matt.
G'day.
G'day, gents. How are we going?
First time we've spoken to you actually physically since your most recent arrival, so congratulations.
Congrats.
Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. We're lucky enough to welcome a little girl into our life about a week and a half ago. So, it's very exciting.
How are you sleeping? How's she sleeping? Are you sleeping?
To be honest, she's sleeping really well.
But you're not.
I'm not. I'm in with the young bloke most nights from about midnight. But yeah, the little one, she's sleeping perfectly, which has been really nice. She's fitted in beautifully to the family, which is it's been amazing.
Real.
Oh, congratulations.
Brilliant.
Thank you
for joining us on the episode for this year. You were joining us last year. The link is in the description so you can hear Matt's episode from last year. So we don't talk about exactly the same thing, but just to reference it, and we mentioned last year about how well known, or if Baby Loss Awareness Week had much of a presence down under in that there Australia. Where are things lying now with that?
So the week, we don't have the Baby Loss Awareness Week as such, but we do have an awareness month.
Are they linked together?
Same type of it is the same thing. You guys have pumped it into a week. We generally have a month of awareness, but in saying that, it's not something on every day either. But it is a really important month, obviously culminating in the middle of International Wave of Light as well.
Yeah,
which we kick off 9 hours before you guys at 7 o'clock at night our time.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, yeah.
That's mad, actually, to think like that.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I always think of Matt whenever we do our Christmas Day episode, because by the time we put it out, it's Boxing Day for Matt, so it's already there, isn't it?
It's pointless, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I've got to wait till next year to listen to it and really get the use out of it.
The theme for last year's Baby Loss Awareness Week, and sorry, the reason why I'm chuckling is because it reminds me of something that Matt McConnell, our guest today, said when we were talking about last year's theme, which was the theme of self-care, where we all got a little bit immature.
I live a good life now. I'm happy, but I do take a lot of care of myself too. Probably a little bit too much when it comes to self-care sometimes.
Steady.
Depends how you want to edit. How do we want to edit this?
It's going to be a tricky edit. Well, you know, we always say, we are a bunch of boys in here, and sometimes we can be a bit immature, and we've just proved it. As we always say, we talk a lot of bollocks, but it helps us to illustrate the point we want to get to. This year's theme is Together We Care. So what's your thoughts on that? Because
we're not giggling about that.
Yeah.
Absolute children.
Go for it, Matt.
So I guess togetherness is something really important in our community. It's really hard to do things on your own. If you've got a community around you, it just makes everything so much easier. In the early days, if you've got some close mates or some close friends, and I guess over time you can build a really big community and a really big group around you that'll support you. And I've still got a group like that around me today.
I was about to ask how has your support network changed since your loss?
Well, I think it just continues to grow. If you're willing to put yourself out there and be part of a community, you can be a part of a community not just where you live, but all across the world. So I'm part of a bunch of different communities, not always active in all of them, but they all serve a really important purpose in my life. You can never have enough support and never enough community around you. And that's whether it be here in Australia, I've got supports in the United Kingdom, in America, all over the place. And I guess it's partly because of the stuff I do from Love From Dad, but it's partly because I want to be involved in these communities as well. And they're out there for a reason, and it's to support us.
How's your community been changing? I think it was you were saying it's evolved and it's grown.
So it has evolved over, I guess, 3 years. Looking back, the first 12 months, it was relatively small. But the more I started to learn and the more I started to connect with, you know, podcasts like yourself, you start linking in with different groups. You know, I've gone from not being in any real support groups to in three different WhatsApp groups now. Yeah. So I'm in three different chats. One of them's a UK Australian based one, a crossover between the two countries, and two of them are Australian based ones.
I bet that's interesting with the Ashes coming up soon, isn't it?
Can I be put in that?
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Over in the UK, Matt, there's a big focus around hard-to-reach communities and the fact that baby loss is more prevalent within other communities. So Black communities, Muslim, maybe Hindu, Sikh, or we find that it's very difficult to work with people from those communities because they're quite private and they prefer to support themselves through their friends, through their family. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think we've obviously the focus around Baby Loss Awareness Week this year and the sort of coming together, bringing together. I'm just interested, is it similar in Australia in comparison to what it is in the UK?
Unfortunately, I do believe that it is similar. I know that the groups that I am in Australia are generally... It's hard to say. It's generally white Australians that will be in these support groups, which is it's just really hard because we're all affected. Mm. Supports for dads and supports for all parents are still in their younger days, I guess. You know, we're only just learning how to support parents properly. So
baby loss doesn't discriminate, does it? Yeah. So it's you
absolutely know. It doesn't. But knowing how to respect someone's religion, someone's beliefs, it can be hard. I think it's just really important to be respectful and caring of everyone in the community, knowing that everyone is welcome into our WhatsApp groups and our Facebook groups and things like that.
Absolutely.
Matt, I've got a question, I suppose, on the distance and the size of the country as well, because obviously when we do events here, even if we link up with people around the country, we're only talking maybe an hour, a couple of hours at the most, right? But I know, of course, the distance in Australia is incredible. And does that play a part as well? Because you've got WhatsApp groups, you're fine. Meeting online's fine. But in person, I believe as well, is a massive, massive thing. And does it make it difficult to meet groups in person? I imagine so, because of the size of the country. Like,
absolutely. You know. It's probably one of the hardest things to navigate over here is... I live in a town of 40,000 people in Western Victoria. Melbourne's 3 hours away. Our other capital cities are a flight away. So you're a whole day to get to other cities.
Is where you live the largest population within your local area?
Yeah, so our town's 30,000 people.
Does everyone know each other?
Next biggest. Yeah, we're all related, obviously. not quite, but you do know.
It's only like when the Americans ask us if we know the king.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I've never had an in-person support group. So anyone who I've crossed has been online. Mm. So you've got to be online to connect with other people. And I don't mind that. I'm used to chatting over WhatsApp or on the, you know, a Zoom, and that's normal for me, but I wish it wasn't. I wish we had footy clubs like you guys have. Mm. I wish we had enough people to, you know, to catch up once a month. But it's in its younger days of these supports for parents, and they're just not there.
That's an interesting angle, isn't it? Because I guess, you know, with our everything's in close proximity, we're in a city of like what, 2.5 million people. So we see people, you know, the amount of guests that we get, we have more guests joining us in the studio than we do have remotely. But to hear that from Matt's side, so I think that places an extra emphasis on this year's theme for Baby Loss Awareness Week, which is Together We Care. And thankfully, we have the ability, as Matt said, to be able to do it the way we are now, which is remotely, which I know is not ideal, but it's something we couldn't have done. We could have done it 10, 15 years ago, but it's, you know, remember when the screen was like 1 megapixel and you just couldn't see anything, or you'd have to dial up for half an hour just to even speak.
But it's how we started the podcast, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, we started on Zoom, didn't we?
Yeah. Know?
And yeah.
I think with COVID as well, when you guys kicked the podcast off, that enabled us to learn how to communicate online. Like,
yeah.
I'd never done a Zoom meeting before. Like, but that all of a sudden become the normal. So for me, I was lucky that I was at the work that I did, it was over a computer. So I went from in person to online meetings. So for me, then support groups and looking for support, it was normal for me.
Yeah,
where others it might not be. So that also is something that does make it hard just to reach another dad as well, is to say, hey, yeah, just jump on a Zoom session, we'll catch up. You know, it doesn't really sit normal for most people either.
So a lot of your day-to-day and your interaction is still doing exactly what you are now, and you have been for, what, since COVID finished 5 years ago on Zoom, so we can see pretty much from the neck down. Out of 100%.
I haven't worn pants.
That's what I was going to ask you. Out of 100%, if you could put it as a ratio, how many of the meetings you've had in the last 5 years have you been naked from the waist down?
90%.
One thing that I do need to bring up, because, and in all seriousness, we mentioned this last year, and I wouldn't know any of you three guys if it hadn't been for the fact that you've lost children, which is I still can't get around my head. We wouldn't have met. We wouldn't know each other. Since we did Baby Loss Awareness Week 2024, there'll be hundreds of thousands of new bereaved parents who for this will be the first year that this has even been part of their consciousness. That's if they're even aware of it at all yet, or at a stage where they want to be ready to hear this. And that emphasizes again the importance of Together We Care. Question for all three of you: what do you say, if anything, to those potential new bereaved parents this year?
Do you know what? The one for me is not necessarily the ones that have been bereaved in that year since the last one, but it's the ones who don't know that they're going to be thrown into this world in the next 12 months.
It's a great shout.
That's the one for me that really gets at me, because you've got people that are going about their normal life.
Yeah.
Someone, there's a mother out there, there's parents out there that are pregnant where this is going to happen to them. And that's the horrible thing is I always now, when you walk around the shops or you see somebody pregnant or you hear somebody's pregnant and what have you, it's always in the back of my mind, always.
Yeah, okay.
Where I think, I hope to God you are not the unlucky ones.
Off the back of that, I would say that for parents who are in it now, as Ryan's done that moving forwards with parents, I would say to clients quite a lot now, do as much of this next month, week, as much as you need, because as far as interacting with Baby Loss Awareness Week, because it can be brilliant and it is brilliant and it needs to happen, but it can also be very overwhelming and you can do too much grief, if that's possible, and too much kind of support. I don't think there's ever enough support, but like I said, if you are on social media every day with Baby Loss Awareness Week, it just floods. And that's for any parent. It's not just the early ones. It's the ones, you know, people who are further down the line. If you need to step back from it a little bit, step back from it a little bit. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Yeah. How about you, Matt? Mr. McConnell?
I think in the last 3.5 years, one of the most important days on the calendar for me is the 15th of October, our wave of light. To see in that first year, our daughter would have been 6 months old on that date, on the 15th of October. Yeah. And I never knew anything about Wave of Light before. And then all of a sudden you see all these people lighting candles, and to see it for 24 hours, it's a pretty incredible thing. It's a really heartbreaking thing, but it's also incredible at the same time, where you can see everyone standing together for that whole day, starting, you know, New Zealand type of area, and then working its way across Europe, into the UK, America, to see everyone coming together at once for the same reason, to support each other. I found it really powerful. So, yeah, be part of the day if you can. Take part in things like this. You'll meet people as well. you'll find other people who you may not have known are navigating pregnancy or child loss, and you might just, you know, start up a conversation. You might become a friend out of it. And that's what it's all about, is connecting with others, being together, not feeling so alone. And that's why these days are really, really important.
Thank you, Matt. How is everything going with you and love from Dad, and all the details on how you can get in touch with Matt and see what he's up to will be in the description for this.
Yeah, everything's good. I just keep on ticking over. They've got the webpage up and running, which is probably the most important thing. I've got the socials ticking over, but the idea with the socials is to direct people to a website that's full of supports. So yeah, I always try and update the website as much as possible. In Australia at the moment, we've got a really big push for there's a petition to the government to increase to fund an awareness campaign for the stillbirth.
Oh, is that?
And it's a massive push at the moment. If you have a look online, it's Louder Together. There's been a big big awareness push with a campaign. It's been titled Louder Together.
Louder Together.
Louder Together. It's a bunch of bereaved parents all come together to push this at the government and say we need funding to decrease the stillbirth levels in Australia.
If you would like to reach out to Matt, then all the details will be in the description for this. And I'm sure, as we've already mentioned on this podcast here, he'd love to talk to you as he's online, sat there talking to the world without his pants on, on remote calls. And you could be next. Matt McConnell, thank you so much once again for coming on. Hope everything is good with you and with the new arrival, and that you're going to get plenty of sleep. So on that note, we best let you go and have some, because it's getting pretty late there now, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
This is the Still Parents Podcast for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. Take care, everyone, and we will be back with our next episode tomorrow.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.